What you doing coming home, Lord? This time of night, cheating me. You think your sweet talk this time will make things all right.
But I've been through these changes, girl, so many times before, and I don't intend to go through them no more.
Hey girl, you cheat on me.
Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I went to church and afterwards my wife cheated on me and divorced me. Yeah, I went to church and afterwards my wife cheated on me and then she divorced me. I mean, I went to church with my family, wanted to hear about Jesus, and then after we got back from church, my wife started acting a little bit strange, and she looked at me and she said, I don't need you. I said, why don't you need me, honey? Well, because I'm in love with the church. And I said, well, ain't I important? Ain't I your husband and the father of your children? She says, I don't need you. I have the preacher, and I have my church family, so I don't need you anymore. And so my wife, she cheated on me with the preacher and some of the elders of the church, and she became a church whore. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here wondering, how come my wife divorced me for the church? And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. My wife cheated on me and she divorced me after I went to church. Well, do you know that the government wants to divide and control your family? Do you know that? But I want to take a little bit step farther, and I want to tell you that the church also wants to divide and control your family. The truth of the matter is, these government-run churches really want to control your family. And I want to warn you to be very careful what church you take your family to. Yes, I've seen this firsthand, how the church easily wants to control the women and the children. The church loves to prey on the women and the children. And this is truly evil under the sun. I don't know about you today, but my wife cheated on me. Then she divorced me after she went to church. And you need to understand that the devil's, he wants to divide and conquer. And what you don't understand, that the church is being used to divide and conquer families over and over and over. And it's so evil under the sun. My wife, she divorced me and she cheated on me after we went to church because she fell in love with the church. And I said, oh my gosh, you don't need me. The church didn't need me. The church had my wife and children. And oh my gosh, I was just the sperm donor and kicked aside. And holy cow, somebody help me. Yes, the devil used the church. The devil destroyed my family and used the church and took my wife. And how many of this happens all the time across America? I mean, I went to one church. It was one pimp pastor. How many of you guys know about the pimp pastors? The pimp on the pulpit with all of his ladies on the pew. The pimp on the pulpit with the ladies on the pew and all saying, my husband, I divorced my husband. I divorced my husband. Why, they married the pimp pastor? Yeah, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like the roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now, I don't know why all these churches are hiring the pimp pastors and the lesbian preachers, but it's happening in the church. And I want to warn you families today that be careful of where you take your family, because Satan wants to divide and conquer your family. And my wife, after she got back from church, she fell in love with the pimp pastor and divorced me. And I don't understand why the pimp pastor, she feels like if she could sleep with the pimp, or she can get closer to the pimp on the pulpit, that somehow her life will be better. And she kicked me aside. So, the devil is seeking whom he may devour, in 1 Peter 5:8. So keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. And the devil would love to divide and conquer your family. So be very, very sober. And the truth of the matter is, this applies in the church. The devil is usually behind the pulpit or in the front row of the pews. Unfortunately, you even have to stay alert in the church. I don't know, I would like to go to church and learn about Jesus. Instead, I have to be staying alert. Be on the lookout, because Satan and his pimp pastors and his Jezebel women want to prey on my family. Oh my gosh, we got Jezebel running the Sunday school, the pimp on the pulpit. I don't know what to say anymore because I went to Jesus and I left with an evil spirit. I went to church to find Jesus and I left with an evil spirit. So unfortunately, you have to stay alert in church more so today than ever. You have to stay alert in church and to know what is going on, because the pimp pastor is now has just taken control over your wife's mind like they did mine, and now my wife has now, she left me and she went to marry the church. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, this is truly evil under the sun. You know, when I first go to church, there's always those evil ladies that approach my family. And the first thing they want to do is take my children away from me. Take them down to the basement or wherever they take the kids. And who knows what is going on down there. And then there will be another lady that approaches my wife. And she wants to take her into some classroom far, far down and away from her husband. And so now we have the children down in a dark dungeon. And the wife is down in a room while the husband, he's all alone. So the other evil lady takes the woman away from her husband and children, and then there you sit, the man sitting all alone in this big building, controlled by Satan, or the teacher or the preacher. And so now the devil has divided my family, taken my children, and now they have totally conquered me. Holy cow! I've been totally conquered! I just wanted to go to church to learn to Jesus, to learn about Jesus instead. I'm totally conquered. They totally conquered my family. They ripped us apart. And so I'm sitting there, and then the pimp preacher is preaching to me while I'm going under hypnosis and brainwashing of the church government. And so there it goes, the hypnosis. The brainwashing of the church government. There's the worship begins. The hypnosis, and I will control you. You are now under our control. We have your wife. We have your children. Oh my gosh, what happened to Jesus? I didn't know Satan was going to divide and conquer my family. And so the children and the wife, they start to become church worshipers. And then they start to feel like they don't need a father because they have the church to support them. And then next thing I know, my wife hands me a certificate of divorce and she divorces me and she goes, cries to her new husband, the church. And of course, the church comes in and comforts her and says how evil that man is. You should leave him. He treats you bad. That's a bad, bad man. And so she cries with all these women that have left their husband because they're under the power of the pimp pastor. And he's the pimp, and he's now he's sleeping with all these wives. And next thing I know, she has shaved her head bald and joined the other man-hating women in the church. Come on, somebody. This is happening all over America today. The building and the organization of the church wants to control your family. This is really evil under the sun. Meanwhile, the women, and they're sleeping with the preacher. This is happening all over. They're called pimp pastors. And it's evil. And I would like to warn you today, if you are happily married and you have a happily married family, do not take your family in the church, because the church only wants to separate your family. But what I'm not saying is don't read the Bible. Keep reading the Bible by all means and keep studying the Bible for yourself. But be very careful, because the church is out there and these control freaks in the church, their only goal is to control the children and the women. I have seen this firsthand. I have went to South Korea, where I see the women on one side of the church, the men on the other side of the church. This is happening in America. Why? Because these government worshiping run churches, Their only goal is to divide and conquer. They're literally controlled by Satan, and they want to control and destroy the family. You need to understand the church is implemented today not to help the family grow, but it's totally opposite, to destroy the family. Oh, come on, somebody. And this is why the church is now accepting lesbians and gays now on the pulpit next to the pimp preacher. And they are working to divide and conquer your family. And the majority of the women in the church, they're control freaks. Oh, my gosh. And so, after I went back, after I went to church, my wife handed me a certificate of divorce and said, I don't need you. Well, why don't you need me? Because I am married to the church now, you bastard. But I thought you loved me, honey. I did love you, but I love the church more. What are you going to do? Well, I'm one of the pimp's ladies. Haven't I done a lot for you? It doesn't matter. You see, we are in a huge problem today. And I don't even know what to even say. And I don't know what to tell you, except Satan is really good at divide and conquer. And his whole goal is to divide and conquer the family. And he's using these Jezebel whores in the church to do that. And these pimp preachers that call themselves spiritual leaders when they're totally demonically controlled. Oh my gosh. So let me tell you how Satan works. The Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion, right? And what does lions do? They attack the sick, the young, and the straggling animals, right? They choose victims who are alone or not alert. So Peter warns us to watch out for Satan when we are suffering or being persecuted. If you are feeling alone, weak, helpless, or cut off from other believers, or if you are focused on your own troubles and you forget to watch for danger, those are the times when you are especially vulnerable to Satan's attacks. And during those times of suffering, what you need is to seek Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ and resist the devil. Now, the Bible also says that Satan will flee from you in James 4:7. So you need to understand something, that when you are attacked. But see, Satan's goal is to divide and conquer. And he's really good at dividing the country between races. He wants to divide the nation in a lot of different ways. He wants to divide the people up. He wants, you know, because, see, Satan will always attack those away from a group, or those alone. So if he can divide you, and if he can divide the family, then he can control you. So the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking or neglecting the assembling together as believers. That is the habit for some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another. And all the more faithfully as you see today. So, you know, you hear this a lot. Do not forsake the assembly of others. Why are you not going to church? I'll tell you why. The problem is when you go to church, they are no longer believers that are assembling together. See, real believers are being kicked out of the church. The ones that are assembling in the church buildings now are demonically controlled Luciferian demons whose only goal is to take your money and to divide your family. That's their only goal. These demonic Luciferian pimps, whores, that are now in the church, they're the ones that has assembled. They have totally, it's a takeover of the church. The church has been taken over by Satan. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You need to wake up, and it is true, and it's very evil. And so, why do you think it costs you over $100,000 to get a Christian education when you could have just opened up your Bible? Because you got these evil demons that have controlled the Bible. control the church. Woo! Oh, come on, somebody. You're not understanding what I'm trying to say because you're controlled by the pimp on the pulpit. All you got to do, if you wonder why it costs you over $100,000 for a Christian education today in America, is because there's a total takeover of the church. The church is now has sucked the money out of you, and now they divide and want to conquer and control your family. And so here's what we need to understand that today, that the church seems to have all these kinds of programs, except marriage programs today, because their goal is to divide and conquer. And so the problem when you go to church today, you think they're a group of believers that really care about you, but instead they're a group of demons. Oh, come on, somebody. So, you know, we went to church and I thought I was going to listen to Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell and my wife filed a divorce and cheated on me with somebody in the church, and I thought, man, what did I do to deserve this? Well, you didn't do anything except you weren't watching. You weren't on guard. I mean, you didn't really understand. And so in 1 Corinthians verse 1, chapter 1, verse 10 and 17 says, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no division among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. So, in regard not only to the sameness of love and affection to one another, being as the first Christians were of one heart and of one soul, but their agreement in their judgments and sentiments of both doctrine and discipline, and such an entire harmony and symmetry among them as in the members of one body, where each member and the bone being in one their proper place, exactly answer to and tally with each other, and within the most effectual way to speak the same things. And so bar against all schisms and divisions, and such an agreement is absolutely necessary to the peace, comfort, as well being of the church. And how should two or much less more walk together unless they are agreed? So, we should all agree in the same mind, and this is what the Bible says, right? We should all join together the same mind and the same judgment. That's the goal of the church. But unfortunately today, the church is divided. Satan has conquered and divided the minds of the church. And the church is controlled by Luciferian control freaks. And Satan now has taken over the church. And you need to understand that. That's like that new reality show, The Preacher's Wife. You seen that one? You seen that one, The Preacher's Wife? Yeah. Well, she no longer wants to be under the pimp pastor, so she shaves her hair bad or bald or whatever. The Apostle Paul exposes this division, but you need to understand that that Satan does want to divide and conquer, and so the Bible says that what God wants us all to have all in one mind of Jesus Christ. And so the Bible says in verse 11 and 13, it says, for it has been declared to my concern, my brothers, by those households that are in contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you say, I am Paul, or I am Apollos, I am Cephas, or I am of Christ. And so what does Paul say? Is Christ divided? Is Jesus Christ divided? All right? And is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Is Christ divided? The answer is no. Jesus Christ is not divided. Satan wants to divide your family. He wants to separate your family, and he is using the church to do that today. Yes, Jesus Christ was never divided, but the church and denominations, races, and cultures are all divided. Meanwhile, Satan's using the divide and conquer to divide marriages, families, and husbands and wives in the church. Jesus called the church a whore. We are one body, but parts of the body has been taken over by Satan. You need to understand that today. Oh my gosh. Yes. So my wife's now shacking up with the pimp preacher and caught her in bed, screwing him. Screwing him. Yeah. Caught my wife in the bed with the preacher. You know, it was just real sad that Satan took my wife. Well, the preacher's still getting paid by the church. And matter of fact, he's getting a pat on the back. And all the women are in line with the pimp. And so the devil really wants to divide and conquer your family. And he is using the church to do it. And this sermon, this really does happen. And I want to warn all you marriage couples out there that who are in love with each other to be very careful of what church you take your family to today. And this is what the sermon's all about, because there is the pimp on the pulpit or the whore on the demon on the pulpit in the church. They're only there to divide and conquer your family. And I want to also warn you that look at the programs. You got singles programs. You got men's programs. You got women's programs. You got children's programs. Very, very few churches will have marriage programs. Very, very few churches will have marriage programs. Why? Because Satan is in the church government today, and their only goal is to divide and to conquer, to take control of the women and the children. They want to hold the women and the children. So you need to understand how important it is for you to raise your own family. In 1 Timothy 3:5, did the leaders did not read, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? This is the problem in the church. We got too many so-called leaders that shouldn't be there. They call themselves leaders, but they can't even manage their own family, but they want to control the church. So if you can't order, if you don't have order in your own house, how will you be able to take charge of God's house? You need to understand that today. If you can't have order in your own house and take control of your own kids, what makes you think that you can control God's house? So we got too many evil pimp preachers. We got Jezebel whores controlling the church today, and that's the truth. They can't even control their own family, but they want to control everyone else's families. I'm here to warn you today to be very careful of where you take your family to church. I went to church and afterwards my wife cheated on me and she divorced me. Honey, I love you. Well, I did love you, but I love the preacher more. Why do I feel like you love the church more than me, honey? Because I do. The church gives me things. The church makes me feel good. You don't. What do you mean I don't make you feel good? Haven't I been with you for the last 10 years? I'm sorry, you don't make me feel good anymore. I'm taking the kids too. What? So the man is there all alone, and now he has to just take his fishing pole, go down by the river and fish. I mean, that's what's going to happen now, you know? The church took my wife and children. So I'm sitting down by the river, and Bob, hey, what's going on? Well, my wife and kids left me for the church. Wow, that's too bad, man. What about you? Yeah, same thing. I took my kids to this VBS program, and they haven't been the same. Yeah, my wife went to this women's group in the church, and she hasn't been the same either. She used to have really long, beautiful hair down to her buttocks, and now she cut it short. I thought they were learning about Jesus and what it means to be a godly wife. Instead, she starts hating me more. Did you realize that your wife and my wife are shacking up with the pimp preacher behind the pulpit? Wow. You know, I know this sermon is a little bit hard for you to accept, but you really need to accept that, okay? We live in an evil time in America where people is all about power and control, and a lot of the women are taking over these Jezebel demons, and you have to understand that. And a lot of these men, they just want to control your wives. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to preserve your family, if you want to preserve your marriage, be very careful where you take them to church, because you got demons in the church waiting to destroy your family. And this is a warning to all the marriages out there, to all those that have families. It's a warning to all the husbands. This is a warning to all the wives. It's a warning to all the children. I want to warn you to be very careful where you take your family to church, because Satan wants to divide and conquer your family. Yes, the government wants to divide and conquer your family. Yes, I went to church and afterwards my wife cheated on me and divorced me. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Girl, what you doing coming home, Lord? This time of night, cheating me. You think your sweet talk this time will make things all right.
But I've been through this change of girl so many times before, and I don't intend to go through them no more.
Hey girl, you cheat on me.
Thank you.